Today's share in the Derech Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing up the last siman dealing with Erev Tuchumim, siman Tof Tas Zayin. And we began yesterday Sif Beis, where we said Hama'ariv L'shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolius. When you make the Erev for the Yomim Tovim Shogolius, or for a Shabbos and Yontif that are adjacent to each other, that Friday is Yontif or Sunday is Yontif, so we said Apa Pi Shehu Erev Echod L'ruach Achas L'shnei Yomim Sarech Shia Erev B'mekomo Motzei B'lel Rishon U'v'lel Sheni Kol Bein Hashmoshos. We did this all yesterday to quickly remind ourselves what this means is that in order for this Erev to work, since each day is a separate day, if you want to make one Erev for both days, so the Erev has to still be present. If you're just making it in your house, so obviously your house is where your Shvisa is, and you don't need to do anything special for, let's say, Friday, Yontif, and then Shabbos, your Erev is your house. But if you want to make something special, you want it to be for both days, so the Erev has to be in existence during the Bein HaShmashos of Thursday going into Friday, and it also has to be in the existence during the Bein HaShmashos going Friday from Shabbos. That's what we learned yesterday. So we pick up on the second line over here now. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Kate Saduosa, how should a person go about making sure that his Erev is present, both, let's say, again, on Friday it was Yontif, and then of course you have Shabbos, and you want the Erev Chatzeris that you're setting up to be in effect for both days. So what should you do? Kate Saduosa, Molicho be'erev Yontif o be'erev Shabbos, when you have, for example, in the case where Friday is Yontif, on Thursday afternoon, you bring it there, or if Yontif is Sunday, you bring it there on Erev Shabbos. Umach shichav alav, you stay there until it becomes dark, and you have your two meals over there with you. V'not lo biyado, if it's Yontif, you're allowed to carry it, so it's not a problem. Ubalo, and you bring it back with you. So im hayalel Yontif, if this was, again, as I mentioned, Friday is Yontif, so on Thursday afternoon, you went out there, during the Bein HaShmashos, you're out there with your two meals. Ulamachar, malicho, le'osamakom, and then on Friday afternoon, you can go bring back your two meals over there, place them over there, and they stay there until it becomes dark. During the Bein HaShmashos, they're there. And in this way, you're allowed to go and have your Erev Tuchumim both work for Friday, and since it's still around during the Bein HaShmashos on Friday going into Shabbos, it can work for both days. And then the Ochlim Hayolah Shabbos, now for dealing that it's Friday night, you can go and eat it. Or if it was Yontif night, Omevio im Hayolah Yontif, then you're allowed to carry. Mipnei Shein Shtei Kedushas, because again, the 2 days are two separate Kedushas over here, and therefore it has to be present during the Bein HaShmashos of both. We see inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Gimel, wrote Shlomo, and the Mechaber was telling us over here, Imu Makom Sheinu Mishtame, if you're dealing and putting it in a place where it's not going to be protected, you could leave it there, for example, Thursday afternoon going into Friday, and you could leave it out there the entire time if you know it's in a protected place. So then you don't have to bring it back with you. You know it's there during the Bein HaShmashos on Thursday afternoon going into Friday, and you know that it's Shabbos going to be present still during the Bein HaShmashos from Friday going into Shabbos. So that's if it's in a protected place. But if it's not in a protected place, Shechoshe Shema Yovad B'Yom HaRishon, you have to be concerned that maybe it won't be present there during the second Bein HaShmashos. Therefore, Lekach Molicho Sham Ayide Atzmo. That's why the Mechaber told us that you bring it there on your own. V'Adin Ayide Shlich. Or alternately, a Shlich could do this for you, because you're allowed to send the Shlich to be Ma'ari for you, your Erev Tuchumim, if he does it with the two Sudos. And then V'Yoshiv Sham Atshechashecha, and he or you will stay there until it's past the Bein HaShmashos period of time from Thursday going into Friday. No, so since it's Yontif, you're allowed to carry it, it's no problem. And then you can bring it back there the following day, so you'll be able to take advantage of the fact that you want the next day also for that to be a Mokum Shvisa. And Sivkot Nidal, Imo Yalel Yontif, if it's Yontif, you'd be allowed to carry it back. Ubi Shabbos, also Lisa and Ulaveso. On Shabbos, of course, you can't carry it. We're talking that there's no Erev that you can carry. So Yemuchrach Lilech Lamocher Kodem Bein HaShmashos Lusham Liros in my Erev Kayim. So then the next day, if you want to be able to use that, you can walk there in the afternoon and see if it's still present. Veleishiv Shama Shetachshach, and stay there until it's dark so you know that it's still present for certain. Ud Kameh, as we're going to say right now. And in Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishbur adds, wrote Salomer, if you want, shemutah la'achlo kishiyirtza. If you want to, you can eat it over there. Mikivin shekvar chal ha'erev. On the second day, once the erev is already chal, then you can eat it if you wish. This is allowed, as the Mechaber said, b'pnei sheim shtei kedushos, because there are two separate kedushos over here, and the erev has to be present in each time. Ve'enon ki yom echad, it's not like Rosh Hashanah that we say is one long day. K'dei shenomar milel rishon kano ha'erev l'shnei yomim. And therefore, by Rosh Hashanah, if it's present during the Bein HaShmashos, it can work for both days, but here, by Yontif Sheni Shogolios, or from Yontif to Shabbos, and then, or Shabbos to Yontif, it doesn't work. Mechaber continues, he says, Nechal ha'erev. What happens if it's eaten up, barishon, if it's eaten up on the first day? So then, karno erev l'rishon, it did work for the first day because it was present during the Ben HaShvashos. However, ve'eno erev l'sheni, it can't work as your erev for the second day, and then wherever you are for the second day, that will be your erev tuchumen. Erev ragla barishon, if you walked by foot there to be there during the Ben HaShvashos period of time, let's say between Thursday and Friday, starting off Yontif, you're standing over there, so then sarach la'ariv b'raglov b'sheni. Then if you want that to be your mokum shvisa, you have to walk there again on Friday afternoon going into Shabbos in order for that to be your mokum shvisa over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tezayin, the erev yom rishon she'erev b'raglov, because that which you were able to create your mokum shvisa over there by walking there with your feet on Thursday going into Friday, afilu im kivein she'yoel l'shnei hayomim, even if your intention was that it should work for both days, it doesn't work. By standing someplace, that only works for that day. It doesn't work for the next day. He brings down as well the Kotzwa Poskim in the Sharetzion Oschess. He says this is the Ritva. It's also Muchach from the Rashba in his Chidushim. This is also the opinion of the Taz. All of these Poskim hold the Imlo Erev Barishon, Lo Bepasvel Baraglif. If you didn't make an Erev, either by walking there yourself or by putting the Shtei Sudas over there, any Yochol La'ariv Basheni Afil Baraglif, then it doesn't work even the second day when you walk there with your feet and set that up as your mokum shvisa. Why not? Because you weren't allowed to go there. Because if you make your shvisa over there, it looks like nira kimeichin, like you're preparing on Shabbos for Yontif or on Yontif for Shabbos. So therefore, it wouldn't be allowed. If you didn't do this on the first day, then you can't do it on the second day. The Shaar Etzion in Oztes explains further that this is the opinion of the Ritva, and he says v'gam da osu mishum miknei shvisa b'shabbos. Likewise, you're also not allowed to go and be kona a shvisa on Shabbos for Yontif. Separate from meichin, you can't be kona shvisa on Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he adds this, that it's allowed if you made the error the first day, is that's on the second day it works. If you stand in the exact same place that you were the first day, or where you put your shtei sudos the first day, and you are standing over there, and you're thinking that this is what I want, that this should be the mokum shvisa for me for the second day that we're talking about. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Zayin, but to make it in a different location, any ochel la'ari baraglo b'yom sheni. Again, the same thing applies. You're not allowed to make your second day's erev techumim in a different place. The kivin shemakum zehayo esmol also lelech. Since you weren't able to go there on the first day, nira kimechin atem yom tov l'shabbos. It looks like you're preparing an entrance to the Shabbos, like we just said, nira kimechin, and therefore it's not allowed. However, he brings down the yesh omrim. The Shaar Etzion Os Yud Aleph, he says, this is the din that's brought down in the Avodas HaKodesh, and v'achai odem hevi shtei deos binyan zeh. In any event, this Yesh Omrim says, the af beruach acheres yochol yari beraglov liyom sheni. This opinion is more makel and says that you would be able to go and have a separate mokum shvisa on the second day. However, v'ach sheyizor shlo yomar klum, but you're not allowed to say anything, because if you say something, that already becomes a real mechin problem, as we'll learn in a moment. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that the reasoning is over here, Mishum Hachona. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that our first opinion was in fact the opinion of the Ritva, as we pointed out from the Shaar Etzion Os Tes. And the reasoning for this is why you can't make a separate Erev in a different place. But Tama Yisul Arev L'Ruach HaCharis, he brings down from the Chayyadam, Gila Daito Shenoach Lo Li'arev Ruach Zu, because he already showed he wanted this. V'kivin Shadailo Li'arev B'shtika Ein Zenira Kachona. And therefore, since he already demonstrated that he wanted this, he doesn't have to say anything. And therefore, it's not considered like he's Mechen. And certainly, V'kol Shu Tzarech La'arev Ayidei Dibur Nechshev Adavik Kachona B'yom Tov, because if you had to say something, it would certainly be a problem of Hat Kachona. However, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Noda Yehuda that he disagrees with this Ritva over here, and he holds Umutul Arv L'Tzorach Hayom Hasheni Af L'Ruach HaCharis, like the opinion of the Yesh Omer. Again, back to the Mechaber, he said you just have to have in mind V'Yachshu Believo Shiik Neshom Shvisa. You don't have to say anything. V'Lo Yomar Klum. In fact, you should absolutely not say anything, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Yud Ches V'Im Avar V'Yomar. If you did in fact say something, nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Koneh Shvisa, it does work. But you shouldn't say something because Mipnei She'asu Lasu Shum Hachonah Miyontif L'Shabbos. Because if you say something, it looks like you're preparing on Yontif for Shabbos or Omi Shabbos L'Yontif, Afilu B'Dibor. And even speaking is considered incorrect over here. And certainly, V'kol Shekein Sheni Yochol La'ari B'Pas. And certainly, you can't put out the Shtei Sudos over there, Shol Erev Bo Kfar B'Yom Rishon, unless it was the same Shtei Sudos that you had there for the first day. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Yud Tes, V'hu Adin L'Inyan Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golios. This din applies not only from Friday to Shabbos, or from Shabbos to Yontif Sunday, It also applies on the two Yamin Tovim Shel Golius. She'asu l'hochin yontiv l'chaveiro, you're not allowed, he brings them from the Chayyadim, you're not allowed to go prepare from the first day of Yontiv Shel Golius to the second day of Yontiv Shel Golius. Sivkot and Chot, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'kosher kein she'en yochol, certainly you can't go and put new bread out there, v'afilu, to put the two sudas out there, v'afilu b'di'evit lo mahani kisher b'pas. If you're doing it with bread, with the two sudas over here, that certainly is not good even b'di'evit. Why? Kivin shebapam arishon lo erev el baregel, since the first time you did not have the two sudas out there, you did not have bread out there, you did it with your feet. V'chein b'ma shekosav v'mchav l'kama, the davka ba'oso ha'pas atzwa, it's only with the exact same bread that you made your first erev tuchumim with that you're allowed to make a second erev tuchumim with, in also a pas acher, and even if you did it with other bread, afilu b'di'evit, even b'di'evit lo havi erev, it will not work in this situation. It is a hechana problem. So the Mechaber tells us over here, you can't do it with either bread in the first place that you went when you did baraglo the first day. You can't do bread the second day, and you can't even use a different bread for the second day. And he says the reason is because you now have to state that this is erev tuchumim, and that is a problem of hachana, as we've already pointed out several times. Mechaber continues and he writes, Erav barishon b'maychol. If in fact you made a erev tuchumim on the first day over here of the 2 days of Yontif Shabbos or 2 days of Yontif, and you did it with bread, imrotzul ari baraglo b'sheni hareza erev, you are allowed to go on the second day and of course use that same bread. But if you want to, you can even just go there and make the erev tuchumim by being there with your regalayim, and that's also going to make your mokum shvisa. And the imrotzul ari b'pas, if you want to use bread, tzorich lari b'oso pas, as we've already pointed out, you have to use b'oso pas atzma, you have to use the same exact bread that you used the first day over here, she'era b'barisha. And the Mishmur explains the sivkot n'chafalef, the reasoning is, mishum d'baraglav ein tzorich lo malo klum, because when you're using your feet, you don't have to say anything, b'ein bo mishum hachon, and there's no hachonim problem, kamel, as we've already explained. But if you want to use the same exact bread, sivkot n'chafbez, that you're allowed to do, rotzul lomar, ma she'en kenim yikach pasach, but as we've already pointed out, the Mishmur says again over here, if you want to use different bread, a different shtei sudos, tzorich likros el Hashem erev, you'd have to declare it to be your erev tuchumim, and that would be a problem of hachana, v'hu b'chlal hachana. And therefore, if you're using the same exact bread, sivkot n'chav gimel, it's good, uba also mokum dafka, and as we've already pointed out as well, you must use the exact same place to put that bread down, iba mokum acher, yefsho la'arev, even using the same bread, you can't put it in a different place. Why not? Because the kivin she'okra pas b'makomo shelo amanas halicha od b'mokom azeh. Because if you would lift it up the bread and taken it from its first place where it was, and you don't put it back in the same exact place, but you put it someplace else, nekar mimenu shein erev, that uproots in retrospect the fact that it is an erev for the second day. The heve kima'ari b'fas chadosha, and it's no different than if you were to go and be ma'ari with new bread. New shtei sudos, which we've already pointed out multiple times, is no good. And again, the Mechaber tells us over here the reason why it's good with the same bread or to walk with your feet is shein lo tzorich lomar klum. In this situation, you don't have to say anything at all. Shekvar koru shem erev, because on the first day you declared it to be the erev, and you don't have to say anything now to continue that original declaration. Vim kain, therefore, in this situation where you're using the same bread, or you use bread the first day, and now you're going to the same exact place for the second day, you don't have to say anything. Vim kain eino mechen klum, there is no hachana problem over here, and therefore it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot n'chav dalid, ayin the prima godim, shemitzadi lomar shegam habracha ala erev lo yuchaloz levarach. You can't even make the bracha then, ki ayidei zeh yeminkar hachana, because if you make the bracha, that also looks like hachana. And therefore, since the bracha is tam akev, don't say the bracha, because otherwise you'd have a hachana problem. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, Memnei She'asa Lasos Shum Hachon Miyom Tov L'Shabbos, he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Hu Adin Le'in Yishnei Yom Tov Shigolios, we pointed out already in the Mishnah Berurah that this applies not only from Friday Yontif to Shabbos, or from Shabbos to Yontif Sunday, but this would apply also to the Shnei Yom Tov Shigolios. And he says, Minei Kolze Le'in Yin L'Chachila, he points out here, it's only Adin L'Chachila, Avo B'di'eved, but the Halacha B'di'eved, Afilu Kishe'eri B'pas, the Karlo Shem Eri B'yontif Rishon Shigolios L'Tzorech Mochar. But if you were to go and make bread and make your Erev Tchumim based upon the two sudos of bread, and you declare that to be your Erev on Yontif Rishon Shel Golios, and you did this for tomorrow, in other words, the Hainu Sheinicho al Tnai, that you put it down there on a Tnai, and you said, Im Hayom Kodesh, if today is really Yontif, Lemocha Chol, and tomorrow is really a weekday, Em Be Ruvi Klum, then I don't need to do anything over here because I want this to be for tomorrow. Vim Hayom Chol, and if today is really Chol, Lemocha Kodesh, and then tomorrow is Kodesh, Ani Menicho Lutzorach Erev. In other words, you're really saying that only one of these 2 days has Kedusha, and I want this Erev to be for the second day, if the second day is Yontif. Nevertheless, even though you did it in that way, b'di'evid mahani, it would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in the Bir Halacha, the davko le'inyan mishabes le'yontif, or miyontif le'shabes, machmirinon afilu b'di'evid kishe'er b'fash lo'er mismol. Only on when yontif is before Shabbos, or yontif follows Shabbos, do we say that it would be a problem of hachana. Avol, in regards to the yontif sheni shogolios, the 2 days, avol lo le'inyan yontif sheni shogolios, because as he brings down the name of the El Yerabba, and this is also brought down by the Prima Godim, you're not really doing something over here. One of the 2 days is really not yontif. So if you make it tonight over here, so then it is acceptable. It's not considered the same as if it was Friday going into Shabbos, Friday yontif going into Shabbos, or Shabbos going into yontif Sunday. I know this was a tough shir, but we'll stop over here. That concludes today's shir.